This is a waived revocation hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for Myra D. Ferlanto, ADC number 211698. Now, Mr. Ferlanto has waived his right to appear before this board today. However, his father, Mr. Anthony Ferlanto, is on the phone participating by telephone. Mr. Anthony Ferlanto, I would need to swear you in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Ferlanto?
Mr. Anthony? Hello, sir?
Anthony, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth?
Yes.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I guess it's me.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything you'd like to share with the board?
Yeah, there's a few things. I haven't seen him. He has never been to Christmas or New Year since he was a little kid. But then again, he needs help. I want to get him off of drugs or something, permanently. If there's some way I could, he could, get some help on that.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Ferlanto?
That's about it, because when he was going to college, he got straight A's. And I remember I had stickers from when he was in grammar school, he was on the honor roll and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. The honor roll was just, if you get on that stuff, you change.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. We'll continue with the hearing. According to the warrant, Mr. Myron Ferlanto has violated his terms and conditions of supervision and has lapsed or is probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by his failure to follow the directives of an assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 23rd, 2018, as verbally directed on July 30th, 2018. Mr. Ferlanto was actively avoiding supervision. I read the information contained in warrant number 2018W2997, and based on that information, I move to find Mr. Ferlanto violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and had or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. Mr. Ferlanto, the hearing is concluded, and we thank you for your participation today. Your son's community supervision has been revoked, and he'll remain in prison for the remainder of his term, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ferlanto.
And we're